It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I gave up yesterday, but they still want more. I won't take no for an answer. I just want to be a dancer now.
The song Tomorrow There from the child's cinema classic, Bugsy Malone.
I thought that was Adele.
Yeah. imagine if she just came out and pretended that I've eschewed the use of all writing people in my life, and I'm just going to write an album from the heart, from Adele's heart to your ears, and she just did all songs from Bugsy Malone.
What's put that in your mind?
I want to be a boxer, Luke. I don't know, to be honest.
I'd really love to see you be a boxer.
I think it was literally somebody just said the word tomorrow, and then I started singing that. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes, to be quite frankly.
And you didn't go for the classic from the musical Annie.
It's a Hard Knock Life. That's the only one I know from that one, to be honest.
Tomorrow, I love you.
Bugsy Malone was a big part of my life.
Why?
We covered one of the songs in One Eyed Willie.
Did you do a pop punk version of one of the songs?
Did a pop punk cover, and then we went to see.
What if Bugsy Malone was pop punk?
We went to watch 4 Foot Fingers at the Leicester Charlotte, and realised that they also did one much more accomplished than our version.
Shit.
And I was like, we should have been out there doing this. Now 4 Foot Fingers are,
you remember
4 Foot Fingers, Luke, the ones that topped the charts. You know, 4 Foot Fingers, the name on everybody's lips in 2024. Like, they're the ones who really ran with the Bugsy Malone cover.
So at university, I used to live with a guy who was very much like similar taste in things to you.
Right, okay.
And I'm pretty sure 4 Foot Fingers would have come along. I mean, he was Mad Caddies. He was Real Big Fish.
Whoa, 4 Foot Fingers. I think that was one of their songs.
Was it?
Whoa, 4 Foot Fingers. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was Last Man Standing. Completely was not 4 Foot Fingers. It was Last Man Standing. That was their big song. Never mind.
The way you started that, it sounded a bit like, whoa, WrestleMania.
That's Simon Cowell. Song.
I can believe it.
I know, right?
I think he was Blobby as well, wasn't he?
Was he Blobby? Oh, I'm a bit annoyed about that. I love Mr. Blobby.
I think
Blobby.
He might have been Zig and Zag even.
Did Zig and Zag have a song? They were Irish, weren't they?
Yeah, they were Irish, weren't they? So, Simon Cowell's got his dirty mitts on many things.
Shame that.
Doesn't get credit for.
I bet he spent no money on his mitts. He spent it all on his face and none on his mitts. Maybe he should just deal with that.
Is it kind of bad form,
right,
and un-British to kind of comment on someone's plastic surgery, or is it fine?
Because his whole stock in trade is very much talking about people's appearance.
Slanging people off.
Yeah, slanging people off, really. So I think he deserves every. I remember Jimmy Carr talking about on Rogan. Sort of saying, I went to my plastic surgeon and I wanted this done and I wanted that done, and his plastic surgeon said no.
Right.
And that's what Simon Cowell's man or woman should have been doing.
Should have said
no.
What did Jimmy Carr want plastic surgery?
I mean, look at him. He's clearly had bits and bobs done, but quite stuff, bits and bobs. I think he wanted to look more handsome. I think he wanted the fat sucked out of the sort of lower, the jowls. But then when you're older, you don't want to look too drawn, because then you want it put back in. And they basically said, you know, it would only be around for a couple of years and then you want me to put it back in again. So no, not doing it.
For me, I am someone who is astonishingly vain.
Right.
As in, like, I will spend quite a lot of my... I will spend a lot of my time, you know, looking at myself in the mirror.
Right.
You know, thinking about
myself.
Give
yourself a little kissy faces.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Silently mouthing, it's all for you.
I would never, other than potentially having my teeth done if I was brave enough, I'd never have anything done. Right. So I can't imagine what kind of plane these guys are on, where they want this kind of stuff. Because for someone like Jimmy Carr, he's an older guy, he's a comedian, he's already successful. Like, I totally understand the societal pressure that, say, certain young women feel put under. But I don't really see how Jimmy Carr's a kind of victim of that, is he?
Well, especially because comedians, by their very nature, if you're too handsome, you can't... I don't think people like your comedy all that much.
They're resentful. It's like actors as well. Like, people like Brad Pitt, probably doesn't get respect he deserves as an actor.
Yeah, he'll have to do a lot of money. I think the weirder looking you are, I think it makes you a better stand-up, makes you a better comedian. But I think, yeah, nobody's looking at Jimmy Carr going, yes. I'm glad he's
just kind of a very identical looking bloke.
But I think he kind of swims in a bigger pool than England, really. And I think he swims in America, where I think being a hansy dancy mancy in that kind of sphere, I think, is kind of okay. I think you can be a
James
bit. James Corden, Carrot Top, he's had a load of stuff done. He's a big muscle man, isn't he? So
yeah, he looks crazy now.
He looks
Carrot
mad.
Top.
The bloke who does who did the music for The Simpsons, who's that? Not Dan Castellaneta. That was the music. That guy is astonishingly muscular. Like, Feldman? Is he a Feldman? Right. I think. Like, hang on. Music from Simpsons. Who?
The only thing I can offer on that note is, have you seen how muscly the kind of 50-something guitar player from Def Leppard is?
I've not got a bloody clue.
He looks absolutely ridiculous.
Give Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman topless. He just looks really funny because he's got very, very, very red hair, and I think it might be accentuated a little bit. And he's got loads of tattoos, and he's incredibly muscular. And he's on stage at Coachella doing what he does best, like create amazing music. But he wrote the theme tune to The Simpsons. Which is
minted.
Like, yeah, he must be minted. But he spent it on weights, I think. And good powder,
okay, creatine
powder.
I've just sent you a picture of the guitar player from Def Leppard.
Right. Okay. Let me just
Danny Elfman looks absolutely insane.
Ripper. Oh man, he looks great. Wowzers.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
I mean, you would take your. I like his. I like that he's got like what looks like a sort of gang tattoo.
I'd love to pour some sugar on him.
No sugar,
he's,
please.
I think he's like always been like vegan,
right,
workout kind of guy. He's not.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything I'm fake about. I think it's just been
lifestyle. You get that sometimes in rock. Who is the there's a few like kind of rockers who have always like. I mean, the bloke who did TV Party. Who's that band? Henry Rollins. Henry Rollins has always been.
Oh, the Henry Rollins band. Yeah, Henry Rollins has always been ripped.
Couple of others that I can't remember being like absolutely ginormous kind of muscle guys. It's surprising you don't see that more. I think maybe new metal kind of saw off all those muscle men in the 80s.
Yeah, because then they all got a bit Fred Durst, didn't they?
They all got a bit tailgate party, Super Bowl, kind of guys.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, this is the Luke and Pete show. What a fucking. Long
Sorry.
Cold open that
yeah,
way.
It's a Luke and Pete show. It's kind of how it operates. Sometimes we get disrupted by Lukey's little cat-cats, but Sammy's doing a good number in tearing up the floor tiles in the apology cabin. So he cannot get enough of it, Luke.
I wish I had an apology cabin. I'm going to have to pause recording in a bit when the wife I have access to comes through to get a bottle made for my son.
Well, we can have as much fun as we had the last time we recorded the show.
Oh, yeah. Try to stitch me up.
Try to stitch you up, yeah.
Trying to make me out to be some kind of pervert, even though you're PT Pumps the pervert and I'm
PT
a normal
pervert.
Person.
As I said on the Football Ramble WhatsApp, when I was coming home from a record last week, some naughty teenagers kept trying to airdrop me gay pornography.
Oh, yes. I wanted to ask you about this. So just so people get it, because, like, yes, you did hear that right. Mm. Pete announced to us... last week, he was on a train on the way home from work during the day, and a couple of local ne'er-do-well delinquents.
It was a boy trying to impress a girl. It was a boy trying to impress a girl.
I reckon it was probably a couple of the kids from Stranger Things. with their BMXs on the train.
Yeah.
Started trying to airdrop you some homosexual pornography.
Yeah, I mean, I guess homosexuality is in the eye of the beholder, because
I think people know what homosexuality is, Peter.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, as in, it was a man with an erection, sort of waving it. I think it basically airdropped into my corner.
You clicked accept, did you?
Did not click accept. I looked at it and I went, that looks like a man with an erect penis in his hands.
Yeah.
Like, does that necessarily make it gay? It's just a man. Just a man hanging brain,
enough.
Baby.
Just
a man.
Just solo. Just
a man popping his willy out. But I don't know what they expected, because he had two goes at it, and I didn't click accept once. I just
how far away were they from you?
Literally the next seat.
And was your MacBook still named? Please send me as much gay pornography as possible.
I'm hungry for the sausage. Yeah. I sort of looked over at them and sort of went, really? I didn't say really. I was like, but they wouldn't look at me. So they couldn't. They couldn't. So then I've got to make the first move and go, is that you in the picture? Do you fancy accompanying me to the...
All of a sudden, like, you're a paedophile.
Exactly. All of a sudden, I'm a paedophile. I mean, to be honest, I couldn't see with the picture. It could actually have been the kid himself. And then where would we be?
That's difficult.
I think they were of age. The lad had a tattoo. But, I mean, it was very much...
Save that for the statement. Save that for the witness statement.
It could be a watermark on the picture. But,
my lord, can I please offer you this evidence, circumstantial as it may be, that this nipper was of age because he had a tattoo.
He had a tattoo. And if you can't trust a scratch performer in the tattoo world, who can you trust?
I think trying to airdrop you gay pornography is almost a bit like trying to slap an MMA fighter.
It was. I did feel a little bit
it's like
that.
Thanos.
Yeah,
they've got Thanos.
Yeah. I mean, like, strap yourselves in, mate. Like, that's going to go in a folder, and he's going to look very vanilla along with the things
and
in my download
folder.
Now I've
got your
sunshine.
Details. You are going to be bombarded by confusing memes every day for the rest of your life, and it's going to be on you.
Yeah, it's going to be Tub Girl, Goatsy. You know, I was moulded by the internet. For
did you tell?
Out
did you tell? So did you tell a bigger boy about this indiscretion, or did you just let it go?
No, I mean, I think when you look like me, you're always going to look like you've started it somehow, you know, you've kind of caused this. So, yeah, I mean, it's not victim blaming, but yeah, it was most, unwelcome,
but
hey, I've got 2 minutes. I know how rare for me to enjoy victimhood. It's great. I love it.
How did the situation kind of transpire after that? Did you kind of,
I just kept licking my lips going, I hope this keeps happening. And then they got off. So, while I got off. So, yeah, all good. All good. But he will... I wish... Maybe I should have accepted the picture. Maybe I should have accepted the picture and went, wow!
Whoa! I haven't seen one of those for a while.
Whoa!
Yeah,
I can't get enough of this. Keep going, whoever's sending me this.
Yeah. And start sharing it around to everyone else on the carriage.
Yes, sending it round. Lovely.
Well, it's just such a weird flex by those kids, though, because what are they trying to... Normally, how old were they? About 18, 19?
Yeah, about that. It was a boy trying
it's
to impress...
It's quite old to be doing that kind
well,
of
it's
stuff.
A boy trying to impress a girl. I mean, it's risky.
Oh, was a girl there?
Yeah, so it was a boy trying to impress a girl, and she was giggling, and he was giggling, and so I looked over, and then they just sort of like didn't look at me. I'm like, guys, at least acknowledge the... You've got your little joke. I saw a 3-pixel penis. You got me to look at a 3-pixel penis.
I don't know why you're looking at them. You don't normally like have an eye contact with anyone. So
exactly.
I don't know how
that's... No. Well, they started it with bringing their eyes over to me. So yeah. Oh
it's
well.
It's a troubling mind. Thing to happen.
It's
on
a
train.
Troubling thing. So yeah.
And I think also I'm right in saying that you sent me a message earlier this week. It was a photo of you. Sitting in your car, not that car, annoyingly.
No.
Around the corner from your house, drinking a big bottle of bigger juice on your own.
Yeah.
Why were you doing that? Do you not feel like you can take your kind of soft drinks into the house anymore?
No, so, I'd gone to the shops, and I was like all the way through going through... I'm going to say I went to Waitrose. I'm so sorry. I know.
What would your parents think about that?
They'd probably like it. They wouldn't like the prices, but they'd be very into the food that they're eating. I came back from Waitrose and I was like, all the way through Waitrose, I was like, there's a shop at the end of my road that I've just realised makes bigger juice. Makes?
Sells.
Doesn't make. Serves,
yeah,
sells.
It made it.
Like moonshine bigger juice. It's a beautiful sort of Jamaican punch. It's like very, very sweet and it's the best. And it reminds me of moving to London for the first time. Anyway, and so I basically went and all the way through Waitrose, I was thinking, I want a bigger juice. All of this is just a goddamn entree. This is all of this food and drink I'm buying now. It's not going to sate me as well as a bigger juice. And so I parked up outside the place, got myself three bottles of bigger juice, and sat in my car, and I basically hoovered up an entire bottle of bigger juice by myself, listening to TalkSport. in a 12-year-old
Jag.
Are you
Ian Five Ankles? You are Ian
Pretty
Five
much.
Ankles.
I'm Ian Five Ankles.
In a massive Jag, it's too big for you. Drinking bigger juice, listening to TalkSport. Why did you choose to do that? You never listened to it when
really
I was on it, you fucking
I just really wanted a bloody bigger juice.
I don't understand why you chose to listen to TalkSport.
It was my preset, and to be honest, I was so into drinking the bigger juice, I couldn't be asked to change it.
What must people... Never mind. What would happen if, the part that you had access to came out just to do the bins or whatever and just saw you sitting there in your car?
I think she'd be disappointed, but she'd understand that this is where it was always going to end up, to be honest. Yeah.
You just didn't want to go into the house with it, or did you want a bit of peace and quiet?
I just could not wait to drink the bigger juice, and I was like, Jesus. I was like, Jesus, this looks a bit sad, doesn't it? And Andy Brassel, I don't think it's mugging him off to tell this story, but he said that there was a man who used to live in his street who wasn't allowed to drink or smoke in the house with the family, so he used to sit in his car just drinking cans and listening to the radio. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's not far off that, is it?
That's part of me, you know, when he said that story, because I heard him say that story, that was part of me, a small part of me, that was thinking, that doesn't sound that bad.
No, he's keeping the booze away from the kids. He's having tabs. Like, it sounds good. Does that sound good? It sounds good.
No one to bother you.
Have we kind of... Because I find the very idea of a man cave, or caves in general, I think, are just absolutely cringe, mate. Bats, what are you doing in there?
I think calling it a man cave is cringe, but having your own space to enjoy your hobbies isn't that bad, is it?
No. Well... but yes, and I think the term man cave is probably...
You're
right.
In a man cave now.
I know. Well, it's not really. It's a dog cave. the dog's taking over.
A friend of mine's dad, I remember, I can't vividly remember this. I used to go and knock for him on the way to the pub when I lived back down south. He lived not far from me.
Yeah.
And occasionally his old man would be in the car smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
And like, it was basically because his mum wouldn't let him smoke him in the house or even in the garden.
Right.
And they had, I guess they were kind of a little bit wealthier than we were, so they had two cars. So he had like his own car.
His smoking car.
Yeah, so he used to just smoke little cigars in there. And I always just thought to myself, at the time, I was just like, why is he doing that? Like, but now I kind of get it now. I kind of understand why, because he's got, they had three boys.
Right.
So, I can imagine he just wanted a little bit of peace and quiet. And his kids had got to the age where he couldn't even go to the local because his kids would be in the local.
Oh, what a shame.
Sat in the car, listened to class. I always remember he used to listen to Classic FM.
That's quite a fancy... That's a real... I mean, that's money, that. Smoking a cigar and listening to Classic FM in a car, in a second car.
But it's all a different shade of the same shit, though, isn't it? Like, one person might be listening to TalkSport, listening to Bigger Juice. One person might be smoking a fucking Hamlet, listening to Classic FM. You're all in the same cesspit, baby.
Why don't we all just go to a car park, like a big drive-in? And just do whatever we want to do. If you want to do some whittling, you want to play on a Game Boy, you can play on a Game Boy.
Yeah,
but just drive
no judgment
up,
here.
Park up, yeah, do what you want.
Do you remember, I remember kind of, when would it have been? I want to say late 90s. I was living in Gosport, and the next little town along is a town called Fareham, and it's actually Suella Braverman's constituency, for those of you who are a politics fan. In the Fareham Market car park, which every Saturday in Fareham is a massive car park, and there used to be a market there. Mm. So people call it the Market car park. There would be a meet where all these people who loved cars, on say a Friday night, and sometimes they would modify their cars or whatever, they would drive them to that car park.
Mm.
And I kind of knew a couple of people who would do it.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't ever
donuts?
Really my thing.
Any donuts? People getting absolutely ploughed by somebody doing a donuts in a metro?
That kind of stuff was going on, but I don't think anyone got killed.
Right.
It was always quite an intimidating thing because the boys who had cars were bigger boys and they were kind of with money, and it was kind of interesting that happened. So in a way, what I'm trying to say is that kind of stuff was a scene where I grew up for a bit. They weren't whittling.
No.
That I know of. No. But they were kind of like comparing cars and looking at each other's car stereos and stuff like that. Did that kind of thing happen growing up in Newcastle?
Not really.
Hartlepool, sorry.
I mean, if it did, I wasn't really privy to it. I lived a very sheltered life, unfortunately. I think there weren't that many people who had cars, really, that I knew. Like, I think maybe there's a lad called Paul Goff. He had a car quite early, I remember. And there's a lad called
Good name,
Adam,
by the way.
Paul Goff. Well, I think he's related to a cricketing now referee. He's quite a good cricketer. Someone Goff, presumably. His dad was a local radio DJ, which is nice. Which is cool. Until you grow up and become a radio DJ yourself and you realise it's quite low level, really. He was a real local celebrity, but then you go, well, was he?
Yeah.
Was he?
I'm honestly like so unbelievably smug that I managed to have a national radio show.
Right, okay.
And the reason
do you chant that in the mirror when you're doing kissy faces?
Well, no, the thing is, this is like almost like the world's shittest Marvin origin story.
Right.
But when I first went to college and started doing kind of radio type stuff, it was full of like proper radio nerds who had their own radio voice and their own radio names. And one of them, and I will name check him, I never had a problem with him. I actually got on with him fine.
Well, just give him both barrels then, mate. Sounds like he's really pissed you off.
No, it's not what he's done to me, but he did do this.
Right.
His name was Darren Broadbent, but his broadcasting name's Darren Scott. And I think he used to do the breakfast show on like Eagle FM or whatever.
Right.
And that's as far as he got. And I think that's in Essex, isn't it? That's quite a big thing.
I think so.
My.
I thought that was me. I was like, that's Sammy's pressing buttons out there.
That's my son's milk machine.
Machine.
So I think Eagle FM is quite a big radio station in Essex. I think.
Yeah.
Does it sound right?
Is it Essex or is it Nottingham? Why did I think it was Nottingham? Either way,
I'm going to find out what.
Either
doing.
Way, Eagle FM was one of those GNR, I think GWR stations. I can't remember, but yeah, they were big. They were big.
So anyway, he's like a local radio guy, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And he changed his name, and he had a radio voice since he was about 16, and he was passionate about radio. And he was snobby the right word? He was quite kind of, you guys are never going to be in radio because of your voices kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
You can't do it.
They don't talk
and he
about
also
this.
Used to spend his break time reporting pirate radio stations to the radio authority.
Yeah.
Right? Because he hated pirate radio.
Yeah.
And he was so passionate about radio. He's never had a national show. I fucking have. I'd love to meet him now. I'd love to see him.
Yeah, just what are you up to really
what am I up to? What am I up to? Absolutely nothing. I can't get on the radio anymore. But for a bit, I was on it. And I want you to know that, Darren.
I remember on Come Dine With Me, there was a man who was like a local radio DJ. And he said, I know that they're in, wherever they were, Stoke or whatever. In Stoke, there are restaurants that not even a radio DJ can get into. and it just always makes me laugh. These men, always men in the industry who genuinely sort of, you know, give it the big licks. You'll go out for a drink and you won't. There was a couple who used to work for Capital who would come over and go, all right, Pete, how's your radars? I could not give because they were rubbish. But
but also, who fucking actually does
who
care?
Who fucking cares? So yeah, all that stuff. Anyone who's really into to their job like that, unless you're a carpenter or something, or that does something worthy.
Yeah, more respect. That's more respected than rightly so.
More respected.
I think I said this before, but I think Come Dine With Me, they must use like a casting agency or something, because you get a lot of people on that show who are clearly like wannabe
insane.
and actually the very first pilot of that show, the woman who used to sit on the same desk as me at Capital, she was on it.
Right. Okay.
She did it.
Right, okay.
Like she was like the very first episode. I can't even remember her name now. She's very nice, but I think obviously she just knew someone who was in the production company.
Yeah.
And they were piloting it, but it was a broadcast pilot, I believe.
Yeah.
And she was in it. And I remember her describing it to us over the canteen at lunch. And been thinking, that sounds quite interesting.
It just takes ages though. They film for like, it's a full on, like, you know, 7 a.m. to like 2 a.m. kind of days. It's like really it's no wonder everyone gets ratty by the end of it.
I'm pissed.
I mean, that's the first thing I'd do, and I'd be charming.
It's the first thing
it.
You do everywhere.
Right, I'm stepping out of here. And
no,
I'm stepping
no, before we what? Do that, the bit where they have to go root around your house, ooh, that'll be spicy for you.
Oh goodness, I would need a lot of little child locks everywhere.
They look around. They, They root around, for those who haven't seen it, they root around your house and they try and guess what job you do.
They plan something. They go through your cupboard and go, right, what's the... have you got some furry handcuffs, and we'll put them on the bed like this? And you're like, oh.
Come back to you. Pete, are you a stalker?
Pete, you've got a lot... There's a lot of just general night vision equipment. Are you like a hunter of... of some kind. Why do you need a crossbow? It's just I'm a hunter of men. Right, so we're going to take a short ad break. We're going to be coming back with some battery brands, though. You'd probably find a few of them in the cupboard, to be fair.
Are you a fetishist?
There's not a single fetish I haven't had a go at.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
All right, we're back in the Luke and Pete Show world. Would you like to do some battery brands, Lukey Moore? Because we've not done one for the past week.
Now old Rory's back from his holidays.
Oh, bloody lazy Rory when he took half a day off.
It was only problematic
because we chose to record on the day that he wasn't here. Disgusting, that's what I say.
Rory, we need to record. Can you set up a recording for us and do the edit?
I want to do mine in my car, smoking a big fucking biff.
He's on holiday. Rory, I can't do it because I've had a bifter. I can't do it myself. And he wasn't there to answer the messages.
Poor old
Rory. Anyway, let's do some batteries. You call him out. I'll tell you if they're new or not.
All right. Max has got in touch, 3 miles away from the second busiest cargo airport in the UK. If you're struggling as to where that is, it's East Midlands Airport. Good. Hello, Luke and Pete. Where's that? Cov? Is that Cov? Cov. Cov? I want to say Cov.
East Midlands, isn't it Nottingham?
Well, no, that's Robin Hood Airport, isn't it? Is that a different thing?
Oh, it's Derby, apparently. It's Derby.
Derby. They're
Coventry
West Midlands.
Coventry is East Midlands, is it?
It's Cov. No, Coventry's East Midlands, isn't it? Oh, you tart it was.
We're going to get battered for that.
Coventry is East Midlands, Leicester is East Midlands, Nottingham is East Midlands. You're looking at your Derby. I think Derby's West Midlands, I'm sure. Anyway, doesn't matter.
I'm looking at a map right now. It's marginally not more east than Coventry.
I will not have this marginally business. Because Derbyshire goes all the way up. Marcus Speller on the Ramble this morning was giving the big licks that there's no train that goes from Brighton to Luton. And I was right. I was the only one in the room that bloody got it right. I'm sickened. The level of the knowledge of the home counties rail network is disgusting. Hello, looking, hello, Pete. Took this a while back, and I've got little faith that it's a new player, but it shares the name with a favourite song of mine. Granted, it's a different spelling. The song in question is Olsen by Boards of Canada. The greatest thing to come out of Scotland. It feels like the name would be a popular one, but it feels right to submit it, given my ties to Boards of Canada.
I don't think, Max, you've got ties to Boards of Canada. I don't think liking one of their songs means you've got quote-unquote ties to the band.
Yeah. Yeah, if like, what's the band that you've got closest ties to? I don't know. I don't know anybody in bands. I don't have any ties with anyone.
I've done a pretty good.
You were in the music industry briefly.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good track record of getting some good people to do the Ramble theme.
Yes, okay.
So I've had the Future Heads do it because I know Ross.
Yeah, I think so. Ross from the Future Heads did. That's the recent one. That's the most recent one. The Future Heads.
Yeah, but it was remixed by Ed from who is. He is Jesse Ware's guitarist.
Okay, yeah, nice, cool.
He actually messaged me this morning, Ed. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for years. I've known him when he was in an indie band back in the day. He's also in like a kind of really cool like electronic David Byrne style band called Stats.
Are you getting in touch with him because you want him to join your dad band?
He's way too cool for that. But like, the thing is about him is that he's like decent level. He's like a professional touring musician. So like, he's like I say, he's Jesse Ware's guitarist. He was LaRue's guitarist. Oof. And he makes all his money doing that kind of stuff, session work and composing. So he walks into
Baradad. I mean, you say that LaRue is constantly complaining about how little money she gets.
So, well, maybe Ed's got a case to answer.
Maybe Ed's bleeding LaRue dry. Her little quiff has gone.
But him, with the amount of money,
whenever she sees an invoice from Ed, he goes, her little quiff goes. And she goes
Don't be
to ask
to Ed,
she asks
certainly...
for money from her mum from not Juliet Bravo. Who was her mum?
June Acklin.
Yeah, June Acklin. She was June Acklin, wasn't she? Yeah, not Juliet
still
Bravo.
Is.
Yeah, still is.
I don't think Ed is a liar or a fraudster.
I don't think she's... No, I just think his prices are too high. Reduce your prices, Ed, for crying out loud. LaRue's absolutely bereft.
Me taking Ed to Band of Dads would be like, you know, saying, I've got a five-a-side team. Do you want to come and join us? You know,
Neymar.
Yeah, basically.
Neymar is a wreck at the moment.
Yeah, so those two... Who else do... I mean, that's probably it, really.
Yeah.
Clint Hill?
Is he a band... Clint Hill takes pills? That he doesn't. That's something that was a feature we wanted him to do that he would never do.
Clint Hill is like quite a successful Premier League football player.
Yeah.
Who I became friendly with for a bit and got endlessly ripped for it by you lot.
Did you get talking about Clint Hill? Clint wouldn't like
you
that.
You hammered me. For not asking Clint if he would do a sketch involving him taking a lot of pills. Well, you're still a Premier League footballer. And I said, he's
it
not going to go for it.
Paracetamol.
I was like an idiot. And then you got pissed off about it.
It could have been paracetamol. Could have been a really worthy Ted Lasso style suicide prevention skit, actually. So have some respect, all right? Because it's like a man on TikTok who cries a lot. Awareness is half the battle.
Yeah.
Anyway, Max has come up with a battery called Class Olsen.
Which I think Class is like some kind of department Olsen. Store, isn't it? The Danish
I would suggest that A, you've Googled that, and B, I should Google it as well. It's a hardware store company from Sweden, specialising in hardware. I forget what our policy is for these.
Right,
to be honest, at this point.
It's not a new player anyway, Max. You're the third person to submit these. But if it's any consolation...
What a class all.
You are the first British person to submit it.
Okay,
so
good.
If you want to take that as a victory, you can, but it's not a new player.
I thought he had... What is that next to it on his little kind of... I thought it was a ladybird, but it's just a...
It's just a little hole in the bench.
A wooden gouge. He's got a gouge in his bench. He looks like he's been sharpening knives on that thing. Get his email done. Right, isn't it? Email done. George is going to... Hey, guys. Love the show since day one. Keep up great work. Keep up the great work. I've made him sound like an idiot there. Sorry, George. Love the show. I have a submission for a new battery brand, although it's from Woolies in Australia, so surely it's been sent in before. I haven't had it read out yet, so I'm quietly hopeful. Chevron. Woolies still alive and well down under. Great to hear. I think Woolies is coming back, actually, Woolworths, in England. I think Woolworths is coming back. Yeah, I think so.
Where'd you hear that?
These brands never disappear. Like, I'm still got my fingers crossed for a Maplin's. Imagine what Maplin's would be in 2024. It'd be reusable vapes and probably like a couple of it's just some batteries, isn't it? They would just sell batteries.
If Matt Plinus doesn't come back, can I interest you in Euronix?
Oh yeah, what does Euronix do? Euronix is kind of like it's more of a hardware store, isn't it? I suppose Euronix. They would sell like 3-bar heaters.
I think it's an electrical store.
Right. Okay. Like a
Tandy. Have a look into it because I saw it and I thought of you. I thought Pete never talks about Euronix, and I think it looks like he might like it.
Where's my closest Euronix?
Look it up. In the meantime, I'll let you know that Chevron Alkaline, sent in from by George, is not a new player either. We've had three of those in total. So George is the third person to send those in. Our friends Josh and Gethin sent those in May of 22 and September of 23, respectively. I have the impression there might be an Australian brand because when Gethin sent them in, he was in Perth at the time. And I presume Josh was in Australia as well, but George certainly looks like he was. So, It's not a new player, but it's an interesting battery nonetheless. So thank you for sending it in, George.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the Euronix store. There's a lot of like sort of licensing of the Euronix name, Euronix Thamesview Television. People who sort of sell tellies, and there's one round the corner from me. First review: what a marvelous service from this company. Can highly recommend them. My disabled daughter TV. Why did people give so much information on reviews? I'd never understand.
Get yourself
that.
Down there, though, Donnie. Have a look.
Get yourself down there. Yeah.
Why not have a look and see if you like it? Because it probably won't fill the hole that's been left in your heart from Maplin's, but it might go halfway.
That's the main thing. Right, what's the next one? K-Rector, which sounds like something you might pop up there or pop in there. hi, guys. Relatively new listener, so not 100% sure about the rules for new batteries. Rich, welcome in. Just thank you for your message. I've got two AAA K-Rector batteries in front of me that I hope may be admissible. Regards, Rich. Lovely picture. Lovely green sort of background to it.
Yeah. Looks like a pull-out drawer in a table.
It does. It looks like the green felt was just such a bigger part of our lives in like the 70s, 80s, 90s, didn't it? And it just disappeared. Like green beers was just a big thing back in the day.
Not if you're a man of the snooker like me.
Not if you're a man of the cloth. No, maybe not.
Yeah. K-Rector have been sent in before, but only once by Nick Bardsley in August of 22.
Nearly, man.
So Nick in Stockport sent them in, but Richard, if it's your first go at it and you're a new listener, we won't be too harsh on you. You're not welcome. Too far off having a new player, but it's not quite there yet.
Welcome to K Party, Rector. That's what we say to that. All right, we got to get over here. The batteries have had us absolutely overrunning the show, and we're gutted that that's happened. So, sorry for being so undisciplined and ill-disciplined.
That bigger juice isn't going to drink itself.
You know? Oh, I've got a bottle. Have I got two bottles? I think I've got half a bottle and another bottle in the fridge. The thing about bigger juice is it's not very carbonated, and I love carbonated stuff, but this is,
I bet the calories
very
and sugar
soft.
Are through the roof, aren't
oh,
they?
Oh yeah, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Hey, what are you going to do? All right, we're going to leave, but we'll be back soon. We'll be back on Monday, the 5th of February.
See you on Monday, guys.
Ta-da. See you later.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.